Each and every week has 168 hours. What would you do if you could have just a couple more? In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll talk about all the stuff I've got going on this week and what I would do with just two or three more hours.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 83 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for today's episode, and I've got a couple of things to talk about. And before I get to the main topic of time, I just wanted to give a quick update on my weight loss. And I mentioned about a month or so ago that back in February 21st, to be exact, I started to lose some weight because over the past couple of years, I'd slowly was creeping up. And then last year when I started with a new medicine, that for some reason that I just kept going. Every month I was a little bit heavier and a little bit heavier till I got to 173. So I wanted to get back to the 150s, 155-ish. And basically what I was doing was what I did when I lost 85 pounds about 10 or 11 years ago. I basically dropped down from roughly 1,800 calories a day to 1,500 calories a day. And that was very flexible. I wasn't like I was 10 years ago where it was 1,500. And if I went over by even 50 calories, it was a big deal. This time, if I got to 1650, I was okay with it because I knew I'd do a little better the next day. I didn't kill myself to get to that 1500. There were days that I did, that I got around 1500, but there were also days that I was well over 1700. And back when I had the big weight loss 10 years ago in 2010, started in late 2009, my doctor and I figured, hey, I needed 1800 calories to maintain my weight because of my height. And 1,500 a day would be a good amount to lose without losing too much. And I did. I dropped a bunch of weight over the course of the next 10 months from December of 2009 until September of 2010. And about a month later, then I started at the gym and I lost some more weight because I couldn't figure out how to regulate how much I should eat when I went and worked out. So I played around with that. And when I was going to the gym, and Liz and I were going to the gym, my weight was another 10 pounds lighter. You know, and basically there were days that I knew I was going to the gym and I was going to burn, you know, 400 or 500 calories. So I'd basically eat whatever I wanted, whatever treat I wanted, just to get a little bit more calories in. And so this time it wasn't as, this time around, I kind of fell off with keeping track of what I was eating, and that was the biggest issue. So once I started writing everything down that I ate, and I have a food journal that I got with the scale that I purchased back in the day, and I'm not still using that same scale. I've ruined at least two of them, maybe three, because when I pour water and it overflows, it eventually gets so wet that it doesn't dry out and it gets fried. But I love the scale. It's by Eat Smart. And there's a link right on the homepage of icantseeyou.com, I-C-A-N-T-C-U.com. Scroll down. You'll see it right there. You'll see Fat Dave and a picture of the scale. And click on that link. You'll go to Amazon. You could buy the scale. And if you do, we'll get a little commission because we are Amazon associate, part of that account, program. And so we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anymore by clicking my link. But I would appreciate that if you did, and if you're looking for the scale. But so I was always weighing my food because I did get used to weighing my food to figure out how much I had, especially when I was using sauces and things like that. Because once I would squirt sauce into a dish, like barbecue sauce or sriracha sauce, I couldn't tell how much was in there. So I knew that with barbecue, for example, I knew I wanted around 50 grams worth. And again, it's a liquid. You don't weigh it by a liquid. You don't weigh a liquid. You measure that, you know, in ounces or liters or whatever. But I knew how much, you know, it translated into, and You know, I just got used to it. As I mentioned last week, I put 120 grams of lemon juice into my iced tea. I don't know how much that comes out in ounces. I just know that 120 is what I like. So it's usually, you know, two lemons if they're big, two and a half, or sometimes three if they're small. So I started just keeping track of it again back in February. And February 21st, I weighed 173. And this morning I weighed 156, so 17 pounds down. I thought I was going to stop when I got to 155, but I at this point I'm curious because I am not suffering, and I've eaten everything that I want to eat, and I'm happy with the way it's going. I'm not craving anything because I am eating just about anything I want. You know, again, like everybody says, do everything in moderation, as that famous line on Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, when they're on the train. So I've been happy, and I want to see how low I will go if I just continue to eat between 1500 and 1800 calories a day. At some point, I'm going to get to a spot where, you know, I just, you know, plateau, and that's going to be, you know, that'll be fine. You know, I don't think I'll get back into the 140s, but I don't know. And I may get tired of it and just go back to eating 1800 calories more days than not. So, I'm at 156. I'm happy with that. And, that was my goal all along, to lose, you know, a few pounds a month. You know, it wasn't anything I wanted to do quickly, and it has been a little bit more difficult with, you know, everything that Liz is making here, because she's trying out new recipes, as I've mentioned in the past. And, you know, there are some things that are so good that she makes more than once because we all want them. You know, and, so on those days, you know, I'm clearly closer to 1800 than 1500. That is my weight loss journey for now. And I cringe every time I think I may have to change, medicines, because you just don't know how it's going to affect you. When I started taking Otezla, I thought that might mess with it. Although they actually mentioned that it may cause weight loss, I honestly think that's because they want people to go and get the drug, just like some of the erectile dysfunction ads always say. You know, if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, well, you know, some guys might hear that and say, "Hey, I need that." So every time I do switch the psoriatic arthritis medicines, I worry that, you know, what could go wrong. And I was worried with this one medicine. It's an anti-inflammatory. And since I started taking it, I've gained that. That was the primary boost of me gaining weight over the last year. I think I weighed around 161-ish when I started the medicine last July. And like I said, in February, I was at 173. So it wasn't in a year, or less than a year, 12 pounds is quite a bit. You know, I know there's fluctuation because I do weigh myself every day. And I know that when I eat certain things, I'm going to go up. And when I don't eat certain things, I'm going to go down. Sometimes it's salt content. Sometimes it's fiber content. You know, I get it. And, you know, I know what to expect sometimes when I eat certain things. And I know, oh, I'm going to be up tomorrow. For example, fried rice from the Chinese takeaway. You know, I put a lot of the mustard on. So the next day I have, you know, I've had a lot of water and whatnot and tea and whatever. So I know that I'm going to be maybe a pound heavier from that. And I know that in a day or two, I'll be back down. That pound will be off. You know, so I get how that goes. But yeah, so 156. And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, please reach out. ICanSeeYouPodcast@gmail.com. I can't see you. Sounds like a whole sentence, but it is only seven letters, ICANTCU podcast@gmail.com, or call me on our line at 646-926-6350. And, you know, you can ask me any question, whether it's weight loss related or vision related, or you want to leave a comment about how great the show is or how much it sucks. By all means, go ahead. And unless you sound like a complete lunatic, I will probably use at least a portion of it in the show, because, you know, it's fun to do. My main topic, though, for today, I wanted to talk about time. And I was reminded, actually, today, and my plan all week was to do this podcast on time because I've got a whole bunch of things going on this week. And it just seems like there's never time to do some of the things I want to do. And granted, some of the things I want to do can't be done because, you know, there's a pandemic. But this week, there is the National Federation of the Blind National Convention, which, had it been a normal year, no pandemic, Liz and I would have been in Houston this week. And we were going to go down early. We were going to check out the beaches down, you know, down, you know, on the Barrier Islands, you know, hour and a half from Houston. And, you know, start to look. That would be our first real place we would look at for, you know, potential places we'd like to live. You know, I want to move, as I've mentioned, because of the psoriatic arthritis. But I've been told in the meantime that from more than a few people that the Gulf Coast, because of the frequency in storms, because of the humidity, is not a great place for psoriatic arthritis and arthritis in general. So we may still check it out, but looking for a drier place with a beach. And Houston, evidently, and the Barrier Islands down there in Texas, I guess, are not it. So we were supposed to be down there, but since we're not, I'm still doing things around here that I usually do, recording this podcast at 1 in the morning, for example, and still doing the condo stuff that I've been doing as president. There's a lot of things. We've had issues. There's a big project coming up for new boilers that has to go in before winter, or there won't be any heat in the building. So it's just that I'm stretched thin. And I guess it was over the weekend we drove past, we were in media and we drove past Doherty and Company. And I was thinking of my friend Chris, who passed away a few months ago. And I was reminded again today, you know, I wasn't sure at that point that I was going to do it on time. I knew that I thought this was going to be a tough week with scheduling because those two things. I did a workshop today with Philly Touch Tours, a Zoom meeting. Tomorrow I have a retina specialist appointment, plus a lot of NFB stuff, plus I'm sure condo stuff. And so I am just constantly going from one thing to another. And then, you know, there are days that when I ache a lot that I'm so uncomfortable that I just don't know what to do. I end up laying down and, you know, that takes time, but it, you know, and it's frustrating and I'm not comfortable sitting here in the office for a long period of time. Actually, right now I'm standing while I speak. You know, it's just more comfortable for me because my legs aren't sticking to the chair. My knees aren't hurting because they're bent for so long. And, you know, and today I was reminded, and it just drove everything home. I got a call on my office line, and it was a guy that said, "Hi, I'm from Comcast, Xfinity Comcast, or Comcast Xfinity." It just sounded funny the way he said it, but he said he was from there, and he asked how much I was paying for TV and internet. And I said, I don't have the bill in front of me, you know. He said, "Well, a general amount." And I said, "Around $200. Who's your provider?" And I said, "Well, you told me you're from Comcast. You can tell if I have Comcast or somebody else." "Well, I'm not really from Comcast. I am, you know, in the promotion department of blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, you know, you got to be forthright with me when you tell me on the phone." I said, "I don't have time for you today." He said, "But I can save you money." I said, "No time. I'm hanging up." And I hung up. He called back. He said, "But I have great deals for you. It doesn't cost you anything to listen to my deals." I said, "You're right. You know, it doesn't cost me anything to listen to your deals, but it costs me time. Time I can never get back. Money I could probably make some more of. And with your help and you buy something from Amazon Associates or through my Amazon Associates link, you know, I'll get a little bit more money. Just a little tip." Again, Amazon, any of the links on the page or icantseeyou.com/Amazon. So money you can make again. But time, once it's gone, it's not coming back. And I know that one thing that I've learned over my 55 plus years, most likely tomorrow's not going to be as good as today as far as your health goes. I mean, there are chances. I mean, there are days that I wake up and I feel crappy because my joints hurt or my vision is terrible or both. And there are days that I wake up and I feel pretty good and, you know, that's a good day. And you know, I get it. But overall, 6 months from now, I know I'm not, more than likely, I am not going to be in better shape health-wise than I am today. And because of that, I know that I want to do all that I can while I can. You know, when I watch the 11 o'clock news at night on the local ABC affiliate, when they do the weather, the meteorologist, Cecily Tynan, usually will put up a picture, you know, that was sent in by someone, either a viewer or somebody up in the helicopter. And it's usually of something very cool, double rainbow. And as she mentioned, all rainbows are double rainbows. It's just sometimes hard to see the second one. Sometimes it's a sunset. And sometimes tonight it was a comet. There's a comet, I forget the name. It won't be around again, this around the Earth for another like 6,800 years. So if you have the chance up until Sunday, you can look low in the sky at dawn and at dusk, or early evening, I should say. So like, you know, 8 and 10, I guess she said. And you could see the comet. I mean, I couldn't, but I saw the picture of it today. You know, I sit close to the TV and, you know, it was very cool. It looked like, you know, looked like a very, you know, like any comet picture you would see from somebody taking it on the ground and shooting up into space. But it was very cool. And then you think, hey, it's not coming around again for 6,800 years. And, you know, so I know when the day comes and I can't see anymore, and somebody says to me, wow, what a beautiful sunset, I'll think of one of those pictures that my cousin Gary's wife Jean has shot on Cape Cod of the sunset, or I'll think of one of those pictures that was on the weather on Channel 6, the ABC affiliate here in Philadelphia, or any of my other friends that may have posted sunset pictures or whatever it might be. So, you know, I'll think about that. And again, you know, every day, you know, when I the other day I do some oil pulling every once in a while because, you know, I feel that it keeps my mouth clean. And, you know, I only do it once a week because I felt if I do it more often, you know, my teeth get too sensitive. And if you don't know what that is, basically you take coconut oil and you swish it around in your mouth for 10 or 15 minutes. And I usually do it while I'm doing the dishes. And I'm always afraid that I'm going to end up swallowing it. But you can't spit it down the drain because you do it too often, it'll clog up the drain. So I spit it into the toilet. Well, the other day I spit it into the toilet and of course the water splashed right up into my eye, my eye that sees. And I thought, and I kind of made a groan, then a laugh. And, you know, I wondered, was I going to see the next day? Was I going to have some sort of disease the next day? So I don't think I have either, but, I still can see and I still feel okay. So time is, you can't get it back. You can't get it back. And so it's so important to do what you want to do. And for me, that's what's so frustrating about the virus. And I know it seems stupid to complain about the virus because, as I think, and it kind of makes me, you know, think about my dad because, you know, my dad spent 13 months as a POW in World War II, held by the Nazis, you know, from Germany over to Poland, back and forth and all over the place. You know, he didn't have the internet. He didn't have TV, probably didn't have a couch, probably had a bed to sit on. You know, I don't remember what he said, you know, the sleeping arrangements were. You know, lucky to get one meal per day. As I mentioned before, ate it usually in a dark corner because he didn't want to see the flies and maggots and the other things in it. And, you know, it's not like that. I had, you know, some nights I eat shrimp. I have broccoli and cauliflower and corn on the cob and stuff like that. So to complain about being stuck in the house and not being able to go and look for a place that we want to move to or go to the store and look around, it seems silly to complain about that. And, you know, but of course I still do. And now I'm complaining to you. But it's just not, you know, I mean, look, people are dying. People are sick. They don't feel well. They've spent months in the hospital. I can only imagine what kind of hospital bill you get for that. So I keep telling myself, you know, it's a limited time. Life is a limited time offer. And, you know, even when you have a long life, like my mom lived to 90, my dad lived to 94, still limited. you know, were the last year or two of my dad's life not great? No, they weren't great. Same thing with my mom. The last year or 6 months to a year, you know, my mom was in excruciating pain a lot of days. And she used to say, better days are coming. And I always said to her, Mom, I said, when do you think they're going to get here? They never got there for her. I mean, maybe the day she died was the better day, because then she was out of pain, because that was excruciating to watch her the last month or two to suffer in pain. And it was awful. So I want to just keep that in mind, that I don't have to rush to get something done. I'll get it done. And that's what I keep telling myself this week. Like today, I was in the condo office talking about a couple of problems and a couple of other things. And then some phone calls came in. And meanwhile, I keep checking my clock, my phone, and I knew I had to go because I knew I had the workshop today with Philly Touch Tours. So with about 5 minutes left, I ran up from the office. The office is on the ground floor, I guess you would call it the basement level. And our apartment is on the first floor here in the condo. And, you know, I ran up. I had to get a couple of things that I needed for the event, for the meeting. And then I had to find and I was freaking out because I couldn't find the link to the meeting, because it wasn't sent by Trish, who is the head of Philly Touch Tours. Somebody else had set it up for her. And I couldn't remember the person's name, so I had to search for it. And then finally, I realized they had sent an email in the last couple of hours, and I found that. And I clicked on it, and I got in. And actually, we were taken into the meeting about 5 to 10 minutes after the start time. So I did have plenty of time, but I was frustrated because I had these things to do. I wanted to record my podcast in the afternoon, but I got tied up in the condo office. And then I had the workshop, and that went long until like 2:45. Then I ate lunch and I had some other things to do, but by the time I was done, you know, with the seminar, with the workshop, you know, Jacob was home, and it's hard for me to concentrate when everybody's home and doors are opening and closing. Right now it's nice because everybody's sleeping and it's quiet here. So that is good. And it keeps me, you know, it's not that I'm afraid you guys will hear someone. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my train of thought because, again, I don't use a script. I have a basic outline, and that outline is in my head. So you never know what could knock it off. I mean, if the phone rang right now, my landline phone, which it doesn't usually ring in the middle of the night, because the only people that call it usually are telemarketers. You know, I'm afraid that'll knock me off. But time is so important, and to give up any kind of time, it just seems silly to me to do something that takes more time than you could pay someone else to do, where it costs little to no money. I'll give you, for example, Liz's sister Margaret has a friend, and I don't know, somewhere around 10 or 15 years ago, he wanted to copy a DVD, a movie. And I don't remember what the movie was, but this guy was doing this. And I said, you know, why don't you just go? Circuit City was still open. I said, why don't you just go over to Circuit City? That was very close to his house at the time. I said, why don't you just run over there? You know, I looked up at the website, you know, Circuit City site, and I saw they had it on sale. It was less than $10. Now, it might have been, you know, $9.50 or $9, but still less than $10. I said, how long did you spend trying to do this today? He said, oh, so far I've spent around 4 hours. And I said, you don't have a copy of it yet. No, I've spent, you know, about 4 hours, and I've wasted 2 DVDs. And I said, are you kidding? You could have had the movie in 15 minutes and you would have been done. He said, yeah, but this doesn't cost me anything. I said, well, the money you spent on the DVDs cost something. He said, yeah, but they're only 50 cents each or something, whatever they were. I said, still, your time is worth more than $2. You know, your time is easily more valuable than $2.50 an hour. And he said, yeah, but I don't have to pay anything if I do it this way. I said, okay, well, I gave him some suggestions, and I don't remember if he ever actually got it to work or not. But I said to him, I said, you're never going to have that time back. You're not going to, you know, next week when you go to work, you're going to get a paycheck. You're going to have money coming in. And the week after, you're going to have money coming in. You're not going to have that time back, though, that week that you worked. And, you know, I get his thinking that he didn't want to spend any money on it. And it was a challenge to do. And, but you don't have unlimited time here. And I'm not going to get into what happens after you're not here because, you know, everybody has their own opinion of what goes on. And Liz and I differ on that. And, you know, geez, I hope she's right. I don't think she is, but, you know, we'll only see once everything else is over. But to think about doing all this stuff that I'm trying to do, and there were a couple other things that I'd like to do. One of the other things, I got a call to go along with all this other stuff that I mentioned. I got a call from the director of NFB Newsline to ask if I would be willing to help out in the exhibit hall for NFB Newsline. And I know I've mentioned what NFB Newsline is in the past. It helps blind folks and folks that, you know, can't, they call them print disabled, whether you're, you know, quadriplegic or, you know, got some sort of issue where you can't read. NFB Newsline basically reads newspaper articles and, you know, it's a service. You can use it on your Alexa device. You can, the first thing it was developed for was the telephone. So, you know, it was easy for blind folks to, you know, dial in and read the Wall Street Journal or New York Times or whatever. You know, there's well over 500 publications. There's breaking news sources. There's the ESPN website, which I think I've mentioned in the past how much nicer it is on that than actually going to the website, because it strips out everything but the text of the articles that are on the site. So there's no videos, there's no ads, there's no images, and stuff like that. So, you know, I told him I would help him if he needed me. And fortunately, I wasn't on the A or the B team. You know, I will come off the bench if necessary, but, you know, it's a volunteer thing. So it wasn't like I was going to get paid and I wasn't doing it. I didn't, you know, I would have done it if they, you know, and I'll still do it because the convention goes on for a couple more days. I still will do it if I get the call. But I thought, how many more things can I do and, you know, pay attention to the stuff on Newsline, or I'm sorry, at the NFB convention. You know, even today, they were having technical issues with one of the sessions I was in. And, you know, so my mind wandered and I wanted to go read some email because I'm getting slammed with emails. So anything that's convention related, I end up just marking as read, but I don't delete them. So if I have to, I can go back and look at them. But yesterday I had 25, you know, just convention related emails. And, you know, I get, you know, 100 to 150 emails a day in total. Again, I have multiple accounts because I have different things going on and whatnot. And that includes ads. And some companies decide to put out two or three emails a day for ads, which drives me crazy. But I don't want to miss that great coupon. So, you know, so there's just so many things that you can do in the day. And, you know, the key is to, you know, to take a break for a minute and, you know, just think about, hey, what do you want to do? And how are you going to do it? And, you know, as I've mentioned before, you know, with salon supplies and interiors, we missed a good chunk of our kids growing up for the 4 years that we tried to keep that business running. You know, we missed, you know, I guess the middle school years for Jacob and the late elementary years for Jane. And, you know, somebody else had to look after them because we were going in at 8 or so in the morning. And, you know, some days we got done, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, but other days, you know, it was well after 8 because we were making deliveries afterwards and stuff like that. So, you know, we tried and it didn't work. And, you know, I guess that's what makes it frustrating. If it worked, maybe I wouldn't regret it as much of wasting that time and being away from the kids and watching them grow up and, you know, being able to have time with them. You know, I'm thankful that we shut the brick and mortar down in 2010 so that we were able to go to different events at school or sporting events. Jacob wasn't much into sports, but Jane was, and Jacob had to when he was in high school. So, you know, we did go to his games. He was like I am with NFB Newsline, being on the bench. He was happy to be on the bench, for soccer or lacrosse, you know, and just, you know, get the ball if it went out of bounds or whatnot. But we went to some of his games, and you know, like I said, Jane was big into sports, especially softball was her thing, and she was good at it, and it was just fun to go, and it was the only socialization that I got because, you know, I was at home all day. That's why the virus hasn't changed that for me. The difference is everybody else is home now. But to get out to go to her games, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, just the interaction with other people, you know, was a lot of fun. And had we had the brick and mortar, I wouldn't have been able to do that because we wouldn't have had the coverage at the business. You know, we sold beauty supplies and salon equipment. I didn't sell the supplies. I sold the equipment. And, you know, I knew all about the equipment. And, you know, obviously a salon chair is a lot bigger than a bottle of hair color. So to find out which chair is which, it was easier than trying to find Miss Clairol number 36. And I think that number's been discontinued, by the way. So, you know, I just can't emphasize how much I feel that time is so important. And, you know, again, once it's gone, it's gone. And, you know, the fact that I'm sitting here, well, standing here at 1 something in the morning recording this shows that I don't have a lot of time this week, but I did want to get a podcast out. And I still have probably another hour to upload it and do all the things I do to make it work. You know, and I love doing this. I love doing the podcast. I'd love to do, you know, another type of podcast in the future along with this one. I don't know that I'll ever have the time to do it. So we'll see. But, my computer just said it's 1:30. So I'm guessing I should probably wrap it up at this point. So let me know what you think about time and how you deal with a super busy schedule. And I know things now aren't as busy as they sometimes can be because you're not running around from place to place taking kids to different events and parties and whatnot. But how do you manage your time? Again, because you know you're not getting it back. It doesn't come back. You can't buy more. And if you can buy more, is it the same quality of time that you had right now? Or right now, you know? If you buy more, but you feel crappier, is it worth the cost? And I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I don't know. Again, 646-926-6350. Let me know what you think. You can also email icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. And I do appreciate you listening to episode 83 of the I Can't See You podcast. Remember, on social media, at David Benj, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. In fact, you can listen to the podcast on YouTube, and maybe one day I'll go to video. We'll see. But not today. Thanks again for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. I am David. Please stay safe and continue to wash your hands, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.